რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
19 საათია თბილისის დროით, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელსაც რადიო თავისუფლების პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობალი კლიკაძე გაგაცნობთ თავდაპირველად მოკლედ დღის უმთავრეს ახალ ამბებზე. საქართველოში ისლამურ სახელმწიფოსთან კავშირის გამო ეჭმიტანილი პირი დააკავეს. ბარაკ ობამა მოუწოდებს მსოფლიო ლიდერებს კლიმატური ცვლილებების წინააღმდეგ ბრძოლაში გაერთიანებისაკენ. პუტინმა უარი თქვა ერდოანთან პარიზში შეხვედრაზე. ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბავი ახლა უფრო დაწვრილებით. თავდაპირველად რამდენიმე ცნობა საქართველოდან: ექსტრემისტულ გაერთიანება ისლამურ სახელმწიფოსთან შესაძლო კავშირის გამო ოზურგეთის რაიონის სოფელ ნასაკირალში დააკავეს 23 წლის ჯამბულა აბდულაევი. გავრცელებული ინფორმაციით, სამართალ დამცველებმა დაკავებული სახლის ჩხეკისას ისლამური სახელმწიფოს დროშა, ხელყუმბარა და ავტომატური ცეცხლსასროლი იარაღი ამოიღეს. აბდულაევის გარდა დაკავებულია კიდევ 3 პირი. სახელმწიფო უსაფრთხოების სამსახურე 4 პირის დაკავების ფაქტს ადასტურებს. საპელაციო სასამართლომ სრულად გააუქმა მოსამართლე თამაზ ურთმერძის განჩინება, რომელიც რუსთავი ორში დროებითი მმართველების დანიშნვას ეხებოდა. ამის შესახებ ახალი ამბები სააგენტო ინტერპრეს ნიუს რუსთავი ორის იურისტმა თამთა მურადაშვილმა განაცხადა. მანამდე 13 ნოემბერს საქართველოს საკონსტიტუციო სასამართლომ შეაჩერა სადავო ნორმები, რომლებითაც ტელეკომპანია რუსთავი ორში დროებითი მმართველები დავით თვალი და რევა საყივარიშვილი დაინიშნენ. თუმცა კვლავინდებულად დაყადაღებულია ტელეკომპანიის წილები და ასევე ძალაში რჩება მოძრავ ქონებაზე ყადაღა. უცხოეთის თემებით განვაგრძობთ ახალი ამბის მიმოხილვაში. ერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტი ბარაკ ობამა აცხადებს, რომ პარიზში შეკრებილმა პოლიტიკურმა ლიდერებმა უნდა მიიღონ გამოწვევა და დაუმტკიცონ მსოფლიოს, რომ ყველა ქვეყანა იზიარებს პასუხისმგებლობას კლიმატური ცვლილებების წინააღმდეგ ბრძოლაში. ობამამ შეერთებული შტატების პასუხისმგებლობაზე ხაზგათმის ისაუბრა.
For our part, America is on track to reach
the. რაც შეგვეხება ჩვენ, შეერთებული შტატები ადგას გზას, რომელმაც უნდა მიგვიყვანოს მიზნამდე სათბური გაზების ემისიასთან დაკავშირებით, რომ დავისახეთ 6 წლის წინ კოპენჰაგენში კლიმატის გლობალური ცვლილებებისადმი მიძღვნილ კონფერენციაზე. 2020 წლისთვის 2005 წლის დონესთან შედარებით 17% შევამცირებთ ნახშირბადის ემისიას. და ამისთვის შარშან ახალი მიზანი დავისახეთ. ამერიდან 10 წლის განმავლობაში შეერთებული შტატები 2005 წლის დონესთან შედარებით 26-28% შეამცირებს სათბური გაზების ემისიას.
განცხადა შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტმა. გაეროსმიერ ორგანიზებული კლიმატის საკითხებისადმი მიძღვნილი საერთაშორისო კონფერენცია, რომელსაც საფრანგეთის დედაქალაქი 30 ნოემბრიდან 11 დეკემბრის ჩათვლით უმასპინძლებს, პარიზში ცოტა ხნის წინ მომხდარი სისხლისმღვრელი ტერაქტების გამო მომეტებული უსაფრთხოების ზომების პირობებში ჩაივლის. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტი ვლადიმერ პუტინი არ შეხვდება თურქეთის პრეზიდენტ რეჯეპ ტაიპ ერდოანს პარიზში გაეროს კლიმატის სამიტის კულუარებში. ამის თაობაზე ჟურნალისტებს კრემლის პრესდივანმა დმიტრი პესკოვმა განუცხადა და დასცინა, რომ პუტინის გრაფიკში არ შედის არც შეხვედრა და არც სატელეფონო საუბარი თურქ კოლეგასთან. ამასთან პესკოვმა დაადასტურა ცნობა პარიზში შეერთებული შტატებისა და თურქეთის პრეზიდენტების მოსალოდნელ შეხვედრაზე. შეერთებული შტატების საელჩომ ქაბულში 30 ნოემბერს მომდევნო 48 საათის განმავლობაში მოახლებული თავდასხმის შესახებ გააფრთხილა ავღანეთის დედაქალაქში მცხოვრები ამერიკის მოქალაქეები. ამასთან უცნობია თუ კონკრეტულად რა მეთოდებით განხორციელდება და ვინ იქნება მოსალოდნელი თავდასხმების სამიზნე. მოსკოვში 99 წლის ასაკში გარდაიცვალა ელდარ რიაზანოვი, რომელიც სიცოცხლის ბოლო წლებში მძიმედ ავადმყოფობდა. კინორეჟისორს საყოველთაო აღიარება მოუტანეს ფილმებმა „ბედის ირონია“, „სამსახურეობრივი რომანი“, „გარაჟი“ და სხვა. ელდარ რიაზანოვს მინიჭებული ჰქონდა საბჭოთა კავშირის სახალხო არტისტის წოდება და სახელმწიფო პრემია. 29 ნოემბერს 98 წლის ასაკში გარდაიცვალა ცნობილი ქართველი კინორეჟისორი გუგული ყარამან მგელაძე. საქართველოს სახალხო არტისტი გუგული მგელაძე დაიბადა 1928 წლის 12 მაის თბილისში. 1951 წელს დაამთავრა რუსეთის კინემატოგრაფიის სახელმწიფო ინსტიტუტის სამსახიობო ფაკულტეტი, ხოლო 1961 წელს სარეჟისორო ფაკულტეტი. გელაძის ფილმებიდან აღსანიშნავია „ბურთი და მოედანი“, „ბოდიში თქვენ გელით სიკვდილი“, „ცისკრის არები“, „ბაგრატიონი“, „როგორ ვიცხოვრო“, „უშენოდ ფესვები“ და სხვა. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობა ლიკლიკაძემ გაგაცანით.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Cyber Monday. Border Crossings is on the air, and we are here with requests and dedications for the hour. You can join us on the phones, 202-619-2077. Give us a call and let us know what you'd like to hear. Herman Danu Akililu wrote in and asked for this next song, which begins our program today. This is Flo Rida and Robin Thicke together on Border Crossings, where I don't like it, I love it. Yeah.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it hurts. I don't want it. I gotta have it. Uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go. I don't like it. No, I love it.
Turn up, girl, blow the speaker. Yeah, think about it now, blow the speaker. I'll speak louder, let's get wild tonight. Billionaire bottles, we just sound them like. Ain't no problem, all my roads are right. Alright, alright. I don't like it, I love it. I got another comer in my budget. I got an anaconda in my trusty. Don't push it, don't push it. Cause I'ma hit it till I jackpot. That's right, wax on, baby, wax off. Act right, we can put it on the black card. All night and I'll spend it, I'll spend it.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it, uh-oh. So good it hurts, I don't want it. I gotta have it, uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go. I don't like it, no, I love it.
Another round to help us step the moves up. Yeah, but that round need a measurement ruler. Celebrate life and I'll pay for it. Like a Bali night next to my tongue for it. Yeah, party all right, let's all aboard. Let's all aboard, all aboard. I don't like it, I love it. And the mother girls, they can't touch it. Competition, that's a whole nother subject. I wanna walk it out in public. You a star, baby, just know. Let's go to the mansion or the condo. That's so perfect time, gotta let it flow. You know I'm watching it.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it, uh-oh. So good it hurts, I don't want it. I gotta have it, uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go. I don't like it, no, I love it.
Crossings, when like it just isn't good enough, you gotta love it. Flo Rida, and his real name, in case you didn't know, is Tramar Dillard, and he comes from Florida, hence Flo Rida. And that is a request from Herman Danu Akililu, listening to Border Crossings. Flo Rida put out his My House EP a year ago, and just in this past September, he re-released it with the remixes, My House Remixes. My name is Larry London. Glad to have you with us. Border Crossings is here, and we are live in Studio 4. Joseph is with us today. Hello, Joseph. He checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. IU also with us today. Hello, IU. Sammy Couture, send me some nice photos. Lord OG in the Philippines. Juan DeWosen, Hailu is tuned into the show. Abel Mulugeta, Francis Romeo, Manis Salome, Abel Malcolm, and John Negg are all tuned in today and have been listening for a while now. I was off most of last week for the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday, but we ran some interviews. I hope you enjoyed the interviews. And we're back for Requests and Dedications Live. If you want to call in, 202-619-2077 is the studio number. Again, it's 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Go to twitter.com, send a tweet to BCVOA, or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's a request for Beyonce fans in the Beehive around the world. Salam Haju requested this song, and I like this song. I like anything Beyonce does. Beyonce has just recorded some new music with Coldplay. And the song, actually there's a couple of them, will appear on Coldplay's brand new album that comes out this week. Here is Beyonce for Salam on Border Crossings. This one's called Listen.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within, it's only beginning to find release. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't. Someone here inside, someone I thought had died so long ago. Oh, I'm screaming out, and my dreams will be heard. They will not be pushed aside or worse into your own, all 'cause you won't listen.
Larry London on VOA 1.
If I could fly, I'd be coming right back home to you. I think I might give up everything, just ask me to. Pay attention, I hope that you listen, 'cause I let my guard down. Right now I'm completely defenseless, for your eyes only I show you my heart. But when you're lonely and forget who you are, I'm missing half of me when we're apart. Now you know me for your eyes only, for your eyes only. I've got scars, even though they can't always be seen. And pain gets hard, now you're here and I don't feel a thing. Pay attention, I hope that you listen, 'cause I let my guard down. Right now I'm completely defenseless, for your eyes only I'll show you my heart. But when you're you don't run from me, for your eyes only I show you my heart. For when you're lonely and forget who you are, I'm missing out for me. But when we're apart, now you know me for your eyes only. Your eyes only, I'll show you my heart.
Crossings, and that's One Direction, and the song is called If I Could Fly. It's a request from Mary Mann in Ethiopia, whose real name is Miret, and Miret says, I am a diehard One Direction fan, which makes you a directioner, because that's what their fans are known as around the world. And One Direction did not win the battle of the new album contest against Justin Bieber. Get this, the new One Direction album, Made in the AM, which came out on Friday the 13th, has sold 459,000 copies in its first week. We're talking about first week sales, 459,000 copies, compared to Justin Bieber's new album, Purpose, which sold 649,000 copies its first week. So One Direction lost that battle. And it looks like if you add together the total album sales of One Direction and Justin Bieber, they do not equal Adele's album sales. For 1 week, she has set a record. She has broken a record in music history. Her album, in its first week out, has sold 3.5 million copies. It's the best-selling album of the year, duh. And it is, of course, the fastest-selling album of all time. $3.5 million in its first week. But let's go back to One Direction for just a second. First of all, Zayn, a former member of One Direction, rumored to be dating the ex-girlfriend of Nick Jonas, Gigi Hadid. Apparently, Zayn has come out publicly, finally, and addressed the rumor that he broke up with Perry Edwards of Little Mix by text. And he said, no, absolutely not. I love her too much. We were together 4 years. I have more respect for her than that. We would not end our relationship by text. Also, Liam Payne, who is in One Direction, just got himself a new tattoo. It is a lion, and it covers his entire left hand. So I don't know, lion tattoos seem to be the thing to do. Just Ed Sheeran got one all over his chest, and now Liam's covering his hand with a lion tattoo. Well, there you go. There's your One Direction news for today. I'm Larry London. You've got Border Crossings, which means you've got requests and dedications here on a Monday. I want to say hello to Saidu Muhammad Ali, to Rotkang Job. Solomon A. Tshetu is with us. Noah Wagner, Musi Jene, Daniel Luffy. We heard from him. Manissa Lome, Owalu, England. I thank you all for your messages on our Facebook wall. Yao Bebley checked in. So thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and posting those messages while I was on vacation. And continue to send your messages and your requests our way, and we'll continue to say hi to you and play your request, like this next one from Getachew Ayele, who is tuned into the show and wants me to play a Sean Paul classic. Sean Paul and Pitbull, and this one's called She Doesn't Mind.
Sean Paul, Mr. Worldwide, this is the Caribbean Connection. And we want the world to get ready to have a time of
your
life.
Girl, I got you so high, and I know you like, so come on, push it on me, if it feels alright. Wanna drop it low and break me up? No, she doesn't mind. She doesn't mind. She doesn't mind. Girl, I got you so.
It's Mr. WW and Sean Paul, big dogs, full show. I'm from the city where they hustling, hustling, hustling. Rick Ross, blood, sweat, tears, just to eat a meal. So I crawl, walk, ran, and I got a deal. I'm a hot skip. From 100 mil, call me climate change. I make it hot and make them chill. Where I go in Jamaica, stop I say and I'm bullet with my Haitians. Catch me carnival with my shell, Montana one time, Trinity massive invasions. Shutting down India, Indonesia, Malaysia. The way that she go dress, yeah, sharp as a razor. Got the game wide open, like a woman in labor. Respect later.
Heads up.
Win it all.
Let's go.
Yo, go, yo, this is Sean Paul, the girls from overall. I'm chilling with the big man, them called Larry London. So you don't know, you get a lot of things going on. News, music, all kind of things. So keep it locked to the big man.
Yeah, yeah. Baby, please try to forgive me. Stay here, don't put out the glow.
შაბათობით რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში გადის ყოველკვირეული პროგრამა ალგორითმი. ამ რუბრიკაში საუბარი გვაქვს მეცნიერებისა და ტექნიკის სიახლეებზე, მნიშვნელოვან აღმოჩენებსა და მათ ავტორებზე, მეცნიერების ისტორიაზე და მის როლზე საზოგადოების განვითარებაში, საქართველოში მეცნიერების დღევანდელ მდგომარეობაზე. პროგრამას ბიძინა რამიშვილი უძღვება პრაღის სტუდიიდან. ყოველ ორ შაბათს საღამოს გადაცემაში ალგორითმი.
And he came in second place on the show. But nonetheless, Nick Carter became a great dancer over the course of this season's Dancing with the Stars. He and his wife, Lauren, are expecting a baby. They came on the program to announce the sex of the baby. They found out the sex of the baby themselves at the same time the audience did. They opened up a box with different colored balloons. Were they pink or were they blue? They were blue, which means that Nick is going to have a baby boy. So congratulations, Nick and Lauren. And also on Nick's new third solo album without the Backstreet Boys, which comes out this week. And the new album is called All American. And they had such a good time on tour with Avril Lavigne that Nick has recorded a new song with Avril Lavigne for his solo album called Can't Get Over Me. There's your Backstreet Boys news flash. I'm Larry London, halfway through our Monday show. Phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. That'll get you into Vince, and that'll get your request on the air. Here on Border Crossings, 202-619-2077. Madonna has been doing this for a while, it's safe to say. And she's still called the Queen of Pop. And she wears that badge with honor. Billboard magazine says that her current tour, which is the Rebel Heart Tour, is selling out everywhere around the world. She just filled the Tele 2 Arena in Stockholm, Sweden, just last week. 40,000 Madonna fans came out to see her perform live in concert. And she'll perform for you right now on Border Crossings. This is a request from Jaro Ale Nene. And this is Die Another Day from Madonna on Border Crossings.
I'm gonna wake up, yes and no. I'm gonna kiss some part of. I'm gonna keep this secret. I'm gonna close my body.
Faithless, lost.
Border Crossings, and that is a Grammy-winning hit for Linkin Park. The song is called Numb, a request from Richard O'Mara, who's in Uganda, and sends greetings to the worldwide audience of Border Crossings and music lovers around the globe. And I thank you, Richard, for your kind words, and thank you for sending us a Facebook request, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Linkin Park are back together after a bit of a break. Chester Bennington, the lead singer for Linkin Park, took a leave of absence, so he could fill in to the vacancy of lead singer for Stone Temple Pilots for the last 2 years. And just about a month ago, he left Stone Temple Pilots to return to Linkin Park. And Linkin Park performed at a big charity concert last week to raise money for Music for Relief, which is a charity that's affiliated with disaster relief and animal rights. And Linkin Park performed along with Blink 182 and No Doubt in Los Angeles to raise money for that great cause. My name is Larry London. It's Border Crossings in your ears, and I thank you for tuning into our show to start off a brand new week together. If you'd like to join, call 202-619-2077. Our studio lines are open, 202-619-2077. Call in and request your favorite song, and you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Coming up, one of the more popular requested artists on the show, Rihanna, I'd have to say. And she's had 7 albums out. Her 8th is coming up sometime soon. So she's had certainly, I think it was 13 number one hits was the last number I had. Zella Lem Tesfay wants us to play a Rihanna song for Keedist Wonder Waffle, and says that she loves this song more than anyone else does. So please play Rude Boy, which I will. I've got a little bit of Rihanna news for you. She's kind of alluded to when she's going to release her new album, which is called Anti. She has revealed at least the name. There was a rumor that she was going to put out her album last week on the 27th of November, the same date Chris Brown was supposed to release his new album, Royalty. He has delayed the release of his album until December 18th. She apparently is not happy with her album and is in studio reworking some of the music. So perhaps we're going to have to wait till 2016 for the new Rihanna album. And there will be a duet with Chris Brown on the album. So here's Rihanna. This is Rude Boy for Zella Lem, listening to Border Crossings.
Baby. am Rihanna, and you're listening to Larry London.
Border Crossings, back to 1987, and Smooth Criminal off of Michael's Bad album. Bad in a good way. And that is a request from Tay in Ethiopia, tuned in to Border Crossings. Here's a piece of Michael Jackson history for you. Yesterday was a very special day for Michael Jackson fans around the world. Yesterday, back in 1982, Michael released the Thriller album. November 29th, 1982. A big day for a big album from a big guy. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for tuning into our program. Requests and dedications are what we do here on The Voice of America for an hour at 1500 Universal. I want to say hello to everybody tuned in around the world, including Zelalem Kabede, who let me know that he's listening on Facebook, Haley Kabebu, is listening on Shegar FM in Ethiopia. Shegar FM is 102.1 FM. Thank you to Shegar FM for airing our show. Baruch Tadu says the show is good. Daniel Luli is listening to Border Crossings and tunes us in every single day. Said, I love you and love your show. Wesley Ballin in Brazil said, I hope you had a nice weekend. Mary Buckman said, nice to be back, Larry. We're glad you're here. In Ghana on 98.1 FM. Saidu Muhammad Ali is listening to Border Crossings. Rodkang Job checked in. Jerry Babu tunes in to Border Crossings regularly. Made a request. Musi, Dejene, and Owalu. So thank you, everybody, for listening and for all your kind words. Adam Levine, suffering some problems with his throat, was forced to postpone their show, which was scheduled in Seoul. And he said his health problems have been a bit of a challenge. Of course, you know, when you're on the other side of the world and you got to be on a TV show and back and forth and you're in demand, as Adam Levine is, it takes a toll on your health. And it has for him. But he promises that Maroon 5 will make up their shows in Seoul. And this is a request from John Michael in Ethiopia. This one's called This Summer's Gonna Hurt. It's off the album 5, and it's here on Border Crossings.
Larry London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Crossings, you've got Bruno Mars, and he's got a treasure. He does, in fact, he just sold his house in Los Angeles for $3.2 million. That's a little bit of money to put in your pocket. Of course, he can afford it with all the hits, including the song Treasure, which was a request from Jordan Barnes here on Border Crossings, and it's dedicated to Lainey in the Peace Corps. She's a Peace Corps volunteer, and she tunes into Border Crossings. Her family and friends back home are thinking about her. So hope you enjoyed that Bruno Mars song. I want to say hello to Edward in South Sudan, who's listening to Border Crossings along with his brother, Kenji, who's in Juba. Mary Worku checked in. She said, I am a new listener. Well, we welcome you, Mary. It's great to have new listeners. And Malat is also tuned in and checked in on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I mentioned at the start of the show today, Cyber Monday. For those of you who don't know what Cyber Monday is, in the U.S. is a big holiday where we all go on the internet and buy stuff. We like to buy stuff. You know, we like to spend money and buy stuff. And it's the holidays, so you spend a lot of money. According to the New York Times, this 10-year observance, called Cyber Monday, is estimated to rake in today about $3 billion in online sales. However, the experts say this year might be a little less money spent than last year. The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, this year brought in $10.4 billion online in sales, which is down from last year's $11.6 billion in sales. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Thank you, Al, our engineer. Thank you, Vince, our producer, director, and Eric, who's at the helm assisting today. So thank you very much for tuning in. I'm Larry London. This is Border Crossings. We'll catch you again tomorrow at 1500 Universal with requests and dedications on the VOA 1 Music Network.
On Facebook at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Ovul ve 30 saatse de 34 saatse tavazıp nakhevar saatiyen Azerbaycanlı programız.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaxtıyla saat 20.30'dan 21'e kadar Azatlık Radyosu'nun verişlerini dinlemeye teklif edirik.
Bizi 107.4 FM'de dinleyin.
Kvisminyet Kofelte, FM Aşividi Daotxe, Radio Tavisupleba.